Hello, I'm Joey Haskins, and welcome back to You've Never Seen, in which I look at a movie that you've probably never seen before. This week, we stay in the realm of politics for a film about the world's most famous crook. This is Secret Honor. Secret Honor is a 1984 film directed by Robert Altman. It's based on a play by Donald Freed and Arnold Stone, who also wrote the screenplay. It stars Philip Baker Hall as a fictionalized version of Richard Nixon, as he monologues his life for a recording that he's making. Now, it should be stated that this takes place in the late 70s, well after the Watergate scandal. The play it's based on is a one-man play, and this film does follow suit, only starring Richard Nixon, alone, in a room, surrounded by photos of people in his life. Secret Honor is an important film because what it does is take a look at one of the most controversial figures in American history, so controversial that even elementary school kids know how controversial he is, and what the film does is almost makes you take pity on him. Almost. In the film, Nixon recounts how his life went and all the important moments that led him to do what he did, from his early life all the way up to the Watergate scandal. Yet even throughout all of this, he still doesn't take responsibility for any of it, and often deflects it to the vault of the people who put him there. Dwight Eisenhower, John Kennedy, Henry Kissinger, his family, many others. He's played with pity, but also with a lot of self-indulgence and paranoia. When he looks for words of inspiration, he turns to a book of his memoirs, and he surrounds his room and compound with several cameras. It's never explained why the cameras are there, but my personal theory is that he thinks someone is coming to kill him for saying something, which also explains why he's carrying a revolver around with him. He often says that he could have been a great president and a man of the people, or that he's a martyr for others who deserve more ridicule and punishment than he got. But even though he may hate himself, he doesn't blame himself, only deflecting it to others. He even puts blame on Gerald Ford for pardoning him. Even throughout the movie, he's still selfish. He tries to edit the recording that he's making, as when he goes off on tangents or into tirades about certain subjects, he tells the editor of the tape, a guy named Roberto, to cut out that rant and cut it to a more calmer point. But by the end of the film, he does admit to one thing, unedited, and it's really something to pay attention to, because it allows you to sort of delve deep into this persona of Nixon. Secret Honor is easily a film you can put on in the background and ignore it, but it's more than just that. If you watch it fully, you can see this persona that Baker Hall's created for this film, and he brings it to life to the point where it almost feels like he's channeling Nixon. It's a different kind of film in the content, but also in the production. The film's director, Robert Altman, is used to making movies with large casts and ensembles. So Secret Honor is a change of pace for Altman. Not to mention that it was entirely filmed at the University of Michigan. Altman was a professor at the time and used a crew made up of mostly students of the college. He filmed it in just 7 days. The film didn't receive any awards or a whole lot of recognition, but the film has been lauded by many, including famous film critics Roger Ebert and Gene Siskel, who awarded it 4 out of 4 stars. The film would be included in the selection of the home video company the Criterion Collection as well. The special DVD includes a commentary by Altman and writer Donald Freed, as well as archival excerpts on Nixon himself and an interview with Philip Baker Hall. That's the only DVD copy of the film, and you can find that on Criterion.com or at your local library. You can also find the film to buy and rent on iTunes and Amazon. With Weston Media Center, I'm Joey Haskins, and I'll see you next time.